Welcome to Let's Talk Health, a community radio initiative of the Community Health and Social Services Network, CHSSN, funded by the McGill Training and Human Resources Development Project. Our show today is How to Talk to Your Kids About Sex with Desiree Shakir, Family Life Educator. My name is Kelly Howarth, and I'll be your host for today. So to introduce Desiree, Desiree is a family life educator with over 21 years of experience in the field of community educational services for children, youth, and adults. Desiree works for Villa Maria High School as a family life educator, offering services to teenage girls and their families on drug prevention, sex education, and conflict resolution. Welcome, Desiree. Thank you for being here today to address this important yet delicate topic.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Desiree, what makes it so hard to talk to our kids about sex?
It's a touchy subject. A lot of parents feel awkward talking to the kids about sex. And the reason why, they're anxious for their well-being for the child. And sexuality deals with nudity and values and also a lot of big consequences. And that's why that it's something that they feel, you know, when do I start? That was the main thing. When do I start talking to the kids about sex? Because they want to protect their child so they don't get hurt.
And true that we hear a lot about it through the media and on the playground, right?
Absolutely. The media, the magazines, and also there's something that's really easy for our children is the computers. The computers, they it's also an easy access to get information about sexuality.
So they're getting it all over the place.
Absolutely, yes.
And true that we are our child's primary educator, so when do we start talking about sex with our children?
I'm going to shock you, Kelly. I'm going to tell you, the earlier, the better. Meaning as age three. Even earlier than that is when the child is born and they start having a notion about their body parts. People have to call their body parts for what they are. A penis is a penis. It's not a wee-wee. Or sometimes, would you believe, some people say vaginas are flowers or petals. And then what happens is when at 3 years old, they're known to be calling the vagina a petals. And so they run to their friends and go, I have my petals. And the person goes, that's not a petal, that's a vagina. So your parents are telling you lies. So that's why it's very important to start being a role model for your child from ages three and up, to tell them how you feel about your body, how you react to yourself towards your body, being a role model, and also starting to call the body parts for what they really are, by their real names.
I guess that's a bit shocking, because what about parents listening to this who haven't started at age three?
Well, if they haven't started at age three, what it is starting to be honest about it and saying, now that you're older, we're not going to call it that. We're going to call it for what it is. You know, a penis, a vagina, lovemaking, or, you know, so they know, says, you know what, I think we should stop calling it that name. But it's never too late to learn some tricks. The only time that sometimes it becomes difficult, not late, but difficult to communicate is when the hormones are released. When puberty starts, it is sometimes very difficult to connect with your child. So we're going to be talking maybe some tips of how to help you to connect with your child.
Great. So what tips do you have on how to talk to your kids
about
sex? Well,
the first tip is how do you feel about it and the communication and stuff like that. So the first thing is really to start to initiate a talking. So we start by saying that it's very important that you start talking as young as possible. And so when your child is watching, you know, television with you at age 7 or 8, and they see some love scene, and sometimes they cover themselves up, or you tell you, so don't look. The moment you say don't look, the child thinks that scene is bad. What you should do is do not comment on it until the show is finished and say, you know what, there were some parts there where the people were doing something, and that's something, you will tell them how you felt about it, tell your values, that was really beautiful, it's really nice when people get married, when they have sexuality, because that's as young as that 7, you know. So every opportunity you might have with television or the magazines, start putting in question-answer periods and telling them how you felt about these things.
So you don't want to make it taboo, in other words.
Exactly, because the moment you say, don't look, they will think that there's something the matter with that. There's something that they should not be looking because it's bad. So that's why I said it's very important from the beginning to start establishing your comfortable zone. But I do know some people are not comfortable with it, but you really have to try to overcome your nervousness and uncomfortable situation for the sake of your child to create an open atmosphere for your child to know that he can come to you at any time and ask questions.
So what if you truly aren't comfortable as a parent broaching the topic?
If you're not comfortable approaching the topic, what we can do is don't... Sometimes people have difficulty talking about themselves about sexuality because they're not 100% comfortable. And that's where the tool of computers, TV, magazines, and movies. You might have seen something in the newspaper about sexuality, and you take it in a general sense. Like, you know, I read this article in the paper, and you might tell them what the article is about this teenager girl that got pregnant at the age of 14, and you might look at your child and say, what do you think about that? Or even now with the new movie, that Juno, that's one, that the girl would turn 16 years old. It's a good opening to a conversation. So that's what it is not so much that you need to talk about sexuality directly, but create an atmosphere that, you know, there's open communication, mm-hmm. and that's extremely important.
You know, you keep talking about creating an open atmosphere, an open environment.
Mm-hmm.
What about trust? We want our children to feel they can come to us and that we're open no matter what. Sometimes it happens that they tell us something and then we're not so comfortable and we may get upset. How might that relate to...
But the main thing is when you have created open environment of talking, so that means being encouraging, being supportive, and being positive. But the other one that's very important, you have to be a good listener and not be judgmental. Because if the child comes to you, okay, and asks questions, and you're going to say, why are you asking me this? You know, I don't believe you're asking me. You're creating a closed atmosphere to a closed environment of a conversation. So what you need to do is you need to know that the child should know that he can come freely to ask you a question without any fear of consequences. But the trust issue is this. Let's say they do come out and they talk to you about, it can be either about sex or drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They know that something is bad or something that they did or they want your advice about something, is that they have to come up to you, listen till the end without any questions and ask them, what would you want me to do before jumping the gun? Because we tend as parents to jump the gun to find quick solutions
mm-hmm.
for our children. And that doesn't create a child with independence of thinking towards sexuality and decision making. So before you come and give them the solutions, let's say he talked to you about, you know, I think my girlfriend is pregnant. Okay, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm really scared, Mom and Dad. Please don't. And then he said, what would you like to do about this issue?
So to empower the child.
Exactly. Empower the child for him to let him voice his opinion. Because usually when parents say, you know, I think I got my girlfriend pregnant, the first thing they say, how could you? You know, I can't believe you did this. And you go on because really what you really sometimes, parents are sometimes more concerned about the family reputation and than the actual well-being of the child. Always put the well-being of the child first. Empower the child with a chance for him to come up with solutions. And if not, then when you will support him. And the way you support him, tell him how you feel. Say, you know what, I'm disappointed that this is happening, but don't worry, son, I'm here for you. Let's try to find out what we can do. First of all, you know you need to be by your girlfriend because you were responsible for her being pregnant. So we will support your girlfriend with what she would like to do. So let's have a conversation.
And this comes back to what you said earlier about communicating our beliefs and values
mm-hmm.
when we're talking about sex with our children.
Right.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. The way that values about sexuality is you are the role model. The parents play a very key role in sexuality, meaning that, you know, some parents don't want to kiss in front of their children because they want, you know, they don't want them to see it. But it's important for the kids to know that if you're a good role model by kissing in front of your children, touching each other in front of your children, showing that that's part of love, okay? And also the other part of it is that the child will want to be like you are. But if you keep that all in closed doors and behind doors, when they have a conversation, when they start being teenagers, and this is what happens, the kids after 12, 13, they don't come to you to ask any more questions about sexuality. They will go to their friends and they compare parents. What do your parents do about this? Oh, my parents don't touch each other. They don't talk about sex. They're so embarrassed. Every time we do it, they said, and that's another thing. They hate when the parents start with three things. I know about this because when I was your age, starts a conversation right there. or, you know, I know what you mean. They don't want that to hear that either. Okay? They want you to concentrate on them. They don't want you to relate their sexuality to your sexuality because it's a big turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't want to do that, you know? And so the fact is, what happens at the age of 12 years old to 17 years old, that's the most difficult age because the hormonal is starting, their puberty mm-hmm. is starting, and they want to have independence, and they're starting to have these sexual urges that they don't know what to do with. And so they will not come to the parent anymore if the environment has not been open enough. But if you notice that you haven't created the environment, all you can do at that particular age is create barriers for your child to know, to say, listen, I'm here for you. I know you're starting at an exciting age of being 12 or 13 or 17. I'm here for you, and if you need anything, you know, we can talk about it. Also tell them your restriction about it, saying when you're dating somebody, when they start to date someone, teach them about, you know, I'm happy that you're dating someone, but I hope you're going to treat your girlfriend with respect or your boyfriend with respect. Mm-hmm. And tell them to be home at a certain time. Give them the parameters to work with, and that will make them be a healthier teenager if you give them the parameters once they start dating.
Okay.
Give them your opinions about what you feel about dating and what you feel comfortable with.
And you say use everyday opportunities to talk about sex with our children. How
Absolutely.
Do we do that?
You know what? Dr. Phil and Oprah had given us so many tools. Sometimes you watch the program and say, Dr. Phil had this person, this teenager, saying, you know, that she has multiple sexual partners. How do you feel about that? Did you hear of anybody having multiple sexual partners at 15 at your school or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And because you're not addressing to your daughter, you're asking her to have a conversation that's general about it, or Oprah, or a singer that unfortunately she's 15 and like got pregnant at 16 years old, you know, like Britney Spears' sister, you know, being pregnant at 16. It's like, I think 16 is too young to be pregnant, you know, and you can say to your child, I don't want this to be for you. I want you to have an education. I want you to have a career before becoming a mother.
And that gets back to communicating values from
exactly.
what I hear.
Exactly.
You
see, you got back, but without lecturing, because mm-hmm. kids get a turn off when you lecture to them.
They tune out.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, my own 15-year-old son rolls his eyes when I get on that bandwagon to talk about sex again and again. So how do we do that?
Okay, first of all, do not start saying, son, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay? The moment you say, son, I need to talk to you, she goes, oh, no, here she goes again, you know? And really, is it just taking as a... So when you see the rolling of the eyes, say, I know. And then this is where patience and sense of humor comes in. Parents, please be patient with their nonverbal skill when the teenager gives you that look of rolling of the eye. All you do is laugh at it. I know, mommy's at it again. But she says, I'm only doing it because I love you. And I just... Even if you don't want to have a conversation about it, do me a favor. Just listen me out so I know that I did my role as a parent and I feel comfortable and I can sleep better at night.
You know, it sounds like sound advice, yeah.
Okay? Even if they give you those rolling of the eyes and stuff like that, but if you really feel it's important to do it, take it with a sense of humor and say, I know, mommy's going at it. And then you will start doing the statements. You will tell them that you love them, you care, and tell them the message that you want to give them towards your sexuality. Say, you know what, I am concerned about this, this, and this. And sometimes they don't need to answer back. Just as long as they say, just listen to me.
Yep. So you know they've heard it, huh?
They heard it.
You know, Desiree, I've heard that if we tell our kids too much about sex, then they may want to do it. On some level, it seems like it's still taboo. What do you think about that?
You know, I've been teaching this for 22 years, sexuality, and it's true. Sometimes when I teach about birth control, some parents call me up and say, if you teach them about birth control, you're telling them that it's okay to have sex. It is not true. What you're doing is telling them, if you're going to have sex, you know, these are the things that I would like you to be protected of. So talking too much about it doesn't give them permission to have sex. It's just warning them of the signs, but that's why it's very good to end saying, I prefer that you're having sex after you're 21 or 18 or 22. So
finish
it with your final value, how you feel comfortable.
Great. Desiree, you've given us a lot of valuable information here today on how to talk to your kids about sex. Thanks so much for approaching this delicate topic.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you, our listeners, have learned more about this topic. I'm Kelly Howarth, your host for Let's Talk Health. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.